Well, earlier on in the year, I was interviewing Donald Connell from Ulaid about, and he was telling me after we were off air about Belfast's first ever summer school of traditional music. And it's happening July and August. Well, this is July, but it's nearly over. So basically, it's happening next week. And it sounds like an absolutely amazing event. And I can't believe it hasn't happened before. But the man who has been in the hot seat of looking after it, the summer school founder, Ray Morgan, is with me now. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela.
You have been living, breathing, eating, sleeping and just about digesting everything about the summer school for how long now?
I would say maybe 4 or 5 years. About 4 or 5 years I've been trying to sort of get this up and going, and it's actually, you know, it's a bit surprising actually finally here actually, and even the fact that, you know, when we sort of decided that we were going to go ahead this year and do it, that seemed like months and months ago, and it seemed like months and months away, and now it's here, it's upon us, you know. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet. And where are you getting all this, the students from? Where's it all happening, and is it, are they all over?
Yeah, well, it's happening in the University of Ulster down the York Street campus, and it's basically happening, yeah, mostly Belfast people, and it's because it is the Belfast Summer School of Traditional Music. But as well as that too, it's we have pupils, musicians who are coming from all over Northern Ireland, all over Ireland, from England. I think we have somebody from Argentina coming over for the piping class. I think we have somebody from Israel coming over for the fiddle class, and I think a couple of French people, or French or Italian, I'm not sure, which coming over for fiddle and singing. Yeah, so
because there's been everyone. Such an amazing resurgence in traditional music, and I would say tourism's got a lot to do with it, because people come into Northern Ireland and they say, where can we go for live music? And we're not talking about blast the eardrums off with synths or whatever. It's they want, as we call it, traditional diddly-dee music.
Yeah, and Belfast is like, I mean, the traditional music scene in Belfast is unbelievable at the minute. I mean, I'm a Belfast man, born and raised in Belfast, and there's always been traditional music, and you know, and I've sort of always been a part of that. There, you know, I've not involved and attended and amount of sessions. At the minute, it's unbelievable. There's sessions, actually, I know that have happened in Belfast I have never even been at. And there's just so many traditional musicians sort of floating about Belfast, taking part in sessions. You have, as well as that too, I mean, you have the likes of ourselves. I mean, my involvement is actually, I'm the chairperson of Glengormley School of Traditional Music, based up in Glengormley, very successful school of traditional music, but there's others as well. You have Andersonstown School of Traditional Music, you have Belfast Trad, based in the Crescent Arts Centre, you have the likes of Loch Lee, Cultus, and all those people would be involved in sort of teaching, you know, and teaching traditional music. So you have that, you have the session scene, but you have also like a production line of young musicians who sort of are out there learning their trade, learning how to play traditional music, learning all about traditional music, learning the tradition, and they're all out there, and they're coming together quite often in what is an extremely vibrant sessions, traditional music session scene in Belfast. I mean, I've said this to a few people, especially maybe people from the likes of Galway and the like, and I said, I can't believe that there's a city in Ireland with a such a strong session scene. People from the likes of Galway might disagree, but I it's unbelievable, you know.
Because as you say, it's a tremendous session scene that we have here, but we always need to keep encouraging it, because if you don't keep traditions going, then they do die out.
Yeah.
So you've got classes in fiddle, I would imagine, pipes, drums, what?
We've classes in near enough every traditional instrument. But I suppose, and you're talking, I think you mentioned a lot of them there. Funny enough, I took a wee memoir with me here just in case I missed anything. The alien pipes, fiddle, tenor, banjo, flute, traditional singing, button accordion, concertina, tin whistle, fifing, dadgad, harp, boron, Highland bagpipes, drumming with a snare drum. So really, you know, there's other stuff we could obviously put in, but it's our first, our inaugural year.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's from 6 years old and upwards, or what age?
Really,
it's
probably 6 or 7 years upwards. It's not based on age, it's based on ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
so
being
you need
able
to
take part
in
the class.
Some sort of background to it beforehand?
We have a beginner's tin whistle class, and we probably next year we'll expand on that about, you know, because it's about giving kids the opportunity to come in, or not necessarily kids, anybody that's interested to come in and sort of, you know, find out a bit about traditional music and take part in classes if need be. I mean, we have, there's not only do we have the main classes, but we have a couple of we have like taster classes. I think they're in the Boran and the harp, and in the the tin whistle. The Boran and the harp and the snare drum. Sorry, that's what it is. And we're very keen for people to come along, kids, adults, or whatever, to take part in that. And it is worth saying, and a sort of, since its inception, it's always been very much in my mind, and as people have came on board, in all our minds, that it really should be a Belfast School of Traditional Music, which reflects all the traditions, and genuinely so, not just sort of as a means of saying so that you could, apply for a grant application. Yeah. Genuinely so, and we really hope and feel that that is the case. We have, and that's what probably makes it a bit unique. Donal Connor always says it, that's what makes it unique, it's the fact that we have the Highland piping and, bagpiping, and we have the snare drum, and we have the fife and classes in those, and that, as well as the classes, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
And you've got some tremendous tutors with you. I mean, Tara Breen, Chieftain's Fiddler, yeah. Donal, I would imagine, yeah. himself, and I mean, when Ulad were playing with Duke Special, I mean, that to me is showing what the traditional music is about. It's because it's two traditions coming together from yeah. different parts of the city and performing their music. And that's to me what music breaks down barriers, and I think it's fantastic.
100%. And I mean, it has to be about the music and providing classes, yeah. but we're so, like I say again, about inclusivity, about making it genuinely cross-community. And you reflect Belfast, all of Belfast.
And I would imagine most of the places are taken up now for the summer school, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. There are still a few places, and
is there a website, or how can people find
out? There's a website, which is www.belfasttraditionalmusic.com. Very straightforward.
And people can go there, and there's a big concert at the end.
Big concert in St Anne's Cathedral. In the final afternoon, where all the pupils and all the teachers will be taking part. We have other concerts during the week, concerts. It's just not about sort of the classes. There'll be concerts, there'll be talks, discussions, just about Belfast. Not about Belfast, but around and about Belfast, different parts of Belfast. There'll be very active sessions, a lot of sessions where the tutors will be tutors and the pupils will be taking part in them, and a lot of the bars about the city centre, not just the Cathedral Quarter, but mainly in the Cathedral Quarter. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of other informal sessions perhaps developed, because there's going to be an awful lot of traditional musicians floating about Belfast next
and
week.
And I can imagine the beer sales going through the roof. Right, listen, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Your enthusiasm is infectious for it, so wishing you every success for the first, and it certainly won't be the last. I can't believe that you've left a school just to set up another summer school. So summer's finished. Here we are in our summer holidays. Most people will be going, holiday? No, let's set up another school. Ray, thank you, and the very best
of
luck, and give my best wishes to everybody down at the school.
Thank you, Palmer. Thank you.